Hey, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Ready to kick off the spring high school sports season, and to do that, we welcome in our friend Mark Cowden of Eastern Maine Sports. Happy Friday to you, Mark.
Happy Friday, Rich. Finally feeling like some spring sports weather.
Boy, I'll say, we were just looking at the forecast. It looks pretty awesome for about the next 9 or 10 days.
All right, we deserve it.
Absolutely. We've been waiting for this. We had a very good and successful winter sports season. Teams out there raring to go and finish the year strong. Let's start with softball, Mark. Who are some of the teams to watch in the softball ranks this year around Eastern Maine?
Well, to be honest, yesterday I kind of was getting prepared for this segment a little bit yesterday afternoon, and the one team I was going to mention really high on is Skowhegan, because they were outscoring opponents 67-4, but then Bangor defeated them yesterday 3-2, so going to talk about Bangor a little bit too. Definitely a great program there, and that was a great high school softball game here about midway through the season.
And, of course, a big coaching change at Bangor this year as well.
Yeah, definitely, and as you can see, it's definitely working out for them, and pulling out a big win. They did have lost a couple games, but I think they're going to be right there at the end.
All right, who else should we look at this spring for good softball teams around the area?
Well, I think Ellsworth and Nokomis are both 6-0 in Class B. And speaking of Ellsworth, they're 6-0, and Bucksport 5-1 in Class C. Their only loss was to Ellsworth. Bucksport's kind of got a different team than they have in the past few years. They're kind of, younger. They don't have they're not quite as dominating. But saying that, they're still 5-1 in the top of Class C. So having a down year at 5-1 is pretty good. And also Searsport in Class D, they've had big wins over Stearns and Matanuck. Matanuck softball 6-1, and they play Searsport again coming up next week.
We're talking with Mark Cowden of Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. How about on the baseball side of things? Who are the teams who are off to good starts?
Well, Bangor. Bangor's 5-0 in Class A, doing their thing. And Class B, Ellsworth, 6-0. Probably the game of the year, they defeated Bucksport 1-0. Bucksport's 5-1, and they were dominating opponents before that, and the favorites in Class C. But unbelievable performance by Hunter Curtis for Ellsworth. Shut down a powerful Bucksport team, and Ty Guyperson for Bucksport pitched a two-hitter that game. As I said, probably the best game of the year. A couple other teams, John Bapp is 4-1 in Class B, Orono's 4-1 in Class C, and Stearns is 4-1 in Class D. So some other good teams there.
Also, as we follow the high school baseball scene, interesting situation going on down at MDI with an administrator doing double duty there.
Down at MDI.
Yeah, my friend Matt Haney, who's working in the administrative office and then out coaching the baseball team.
Double duty there, and MDI has a good program too. So not only two jobs, doing a good job at both of them too.
Absolutely. We talk about high school sports, and we haven't talked to you since the end of the basketball season. We have to talk about what's going on with the Flags and the remarkable company that they're being mentioned in around the country in basketball.
Oh, boy. Both of them, Cooper and Ace, work hard. They work for everything they have gotten and are going to get. I think Cooper has a chance to, obviously – they're going down to Florida. They're going down there playing next year. And just so looking forward to following their career. And, Cooper's already getting offers, as you've probably seen, Michigan, UCLA. Duke hasn't made an offer yet, but they've been looking at him. Pretty much he's going to get his pick on where he can go, and it's well-deserved. And the program they're going to, they were on ESPN for the high school national championship game probably about a month ago or whatever, whenever it was. And, that's a great program, and, it's going to be fun to follow.
Well, and I've seen a couple of people say, well, let's hold our horses. Let's not get too excited about this yet. And I think, this is uncharted territory. We've had some fine basketball players who've left the state of Maine and have been able to make a career in the professional ranks in various places. But we've never had anybody who play their high school basketball in Maine mentioned in these kind of conversations by the top colleges in the nation.
No, No. I mean, we had some guys who picked some great players. I mean, Ralph Mims went to Florida State. They, Kyle Att went to Villanova. You know, we've had some, you know, top players go to big programs. But, you know, Cooper's getting this after his freshman season. So pretty much, he's going to get his pick where he wants to go. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to see him, you know, early in the preseason this past year and cover a game. And he's just going to get better and better. And as much as they work, too, it's not just all that talented, tall kids. They work their butts off. And, I mean, obviously you don't get recruited by these kind of schools by being, talented, tall kids. You do a lot of good things to be recruited by these schools.
Well, and by all accounts, too, both are terrific young men who are very mature and just take it all in stride.
Yeah, and, I do want to say, I mean, obviously I'm talking about Cooper here a lot. Cooper gets a lot of the attention because he gets the high Division I, offers already. But Ace is quite a player, too. Any other year, he would have been the top freshman in the state by far, and he was second best this year, and he's got a lot of talent too, and he works hard too, and he's going to get a lot of top offers also.
Well, we're looking forward to an exciting spring sports season. It's already underway and rolling. We look forward to checking in with you every week. Now, I have to ask, Mark, before I let you go, I know you're not one to panic over the Red Sox in a slow start. It's still pretty early in the season, but what's your biggest concern about this team so far?
Well, you know what I do want to say about that is that, and this isn't just a Red Sox thing, I don't like, and I'm not blaming Cora because it's organizational and it's through the whole league, as I said, but you got Michael Walker and Rich Hill firing gems and they get taken out after 50 or 60 pitches. I just think that's so ridiculous. And I think that's, yeah, the bullpen looks awful, but the bullpen looks awful because you're putting them in the fourth and fifth inning every game when they're not needed. And that the bullpen isn't that as bad as they've looked. I mean, they're burned already because of the way they're being used. And I just think, yeah, they've got issues, and it is early, and they definitely can turn around. They've got to start winning a series like now, but they haven't won a series in 2 months. But I just think, let these pitchers go. The starting pitchers are doing a good job, and they're not being allowed to go a little bit further and save the bullpen. And put Whitlock and Hulk, both of them, in the bullpen. And figure out the fifth starter, because the way they're being used, they're not important anyway. The starting pitches, put them in the bullpen and win a couple more games that way.
I agree with you completely. As always, Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports will be checking with us Fridays throughout the spring sports season. Mark, we're looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you again next Friday.
All right, thanks, Rich. Talk to you next week.
That is Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, the high school report here on Downtown. It's brought to you by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.